Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The Bible revealed to me a long time ago that there are two ways to live my life. There is the way of righteousness that Jesus demonstrated in person when he walked on the earth. There is another way to live. It is the way of wickedness. Jesus calls every person into the righteousness of God. I hope and pray that you are on that path today. And if not, I will be praying that the Bible will speak to you. Listen carefully to these words of Scripture penned by the Apostle Peter. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. These words of Psalms 34 are quoted by the inspiration of God in Peter's letter. That quotation comes in the middle of Peter's teaching Christians to live good lives. There is vivid contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous. This theme is shared many times in our Bibles. The psalmist shared the very same view in that first chapter of the Psalms. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Lord, be there for me when I fall. Be there for me when I call. Be there for me, dear
Peter's second letter, he shares more about the sort of living necessary to prepare for the coming day of judgment by saying, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. And now, using the inspired words of the Apostle Paul that's found in the Ephesian letter, chapter 4, we add this to our list of instructions concerning righteous living. Paul wrote, "So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. If you will continue the reading, you will find more about Christian living from the 25th verse of that fourth chapter through the continuing passages of this inspired letter from the Apostle Paul. These passages, which we have cited and selected, are among so many others that are found in God's precious book, the Holy Bible. These will suffice in giving us the stark contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous. They prove that there is a choice that we must make and a responsibility that God has called us to in living by His divine will. As Christians, we are called to live holy. Here again, some of Peter's words of admonition to all of us who choose to be children of God. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Many in our world do not want this vivid contrast to be shared or known, or for it to be made in any way. So many want the truth to be, no matter how I live, it's okay, and it's going to be okay before God. Faith is separated from the life that we live, and that's just simply not possible. Bringing these scriptures to mind today makes it necessary to believe the Word of God when it says that we must obey God, we must live righteously before Him, we must separate ourselves from ungodliness and the unholy living that will not please God. Jesus said it this way, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." It is imperative that we answer the call of God in righteous living. Righteous living is outlined in the scriptures. When we search the scriptures, we find the principles and the commands by which we should live. Let us always make careful search of the scriptures. Let us answer God's call to live righteous in this present time. The Lord has so many blessings to offer us through our decision to follow the way of righteousness that Jehovah has laid in Holy Scripture. Again, I pray today that if you do not share the righteous way of life today, we pray that you will seek Jesus and a faith in Him that will lead to the blessings that will be abundant in your life and in the life of those around you. May God bless you.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, touched me, oh, He touched me,
He touched me, and the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, well, I'll never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.